Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, is your small business betting on a recession in the coming months? Hear what experts are saying, and six tips for tapping community connections to grow your business. We'll start with this. Is your small business preparing for a recession? By a handful of key measures, the economy has looked fine in recent months. After gradually sliding for most of last year, industrial production has bounced up. Consumer spending has done well. Yet most economists, when asked to assess the odds of a recession in the next year, have continued to place the odds at about 1 in 5. As Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Zumbrun says, that's not a prediction of imminent doom, but it's double the odds of a year ago. Josh, what do we have?
Normally, if you'd look at an economy like this, you might think that things are pretty clearly getting better. I mean, in recent months, we've seen good reports on consumer spending and industrial production and some pretty good readings on the job market. And typically, when you see these kind of reports, economists get a lot less worried about recession. I mean, earlier in the year and even in 2015, there were kind of some negative readings on a lot of these things or very weak readings. And we've seen much stronger readings in the past couple months, but people are still worried about the risk of a recession in the next year. And the big reason for it, it's the election. It's the election. Nobody is comfortable saying that nobody's comfortable sounding an all clear when you've got an election out there like this one.
Okay. But then what are the red flags then? What has the experts concerned?
Well, first there's the unusual aspects of this particular election. I mean, if you think Hillary Clinton is going to win, there's a good chance that she's going to kind of have similar policies to Obama. I think that's fair to say, but that is very likely to face a Congress that's still, you know, not going to be very cooperative. Certainly, you know, that's what we've seen with Obama over the past 6 years, is just an incredibly difficult time working with Congress. And it looks like there's a very good chance that the House of Representatives, at least, is going to be, you know, still under control of basically the same group of people. So there's a very big chance that if Hillary wins, she's going to have a very difficult time, you know, working with this Congress. Then on the other side is Donald Trump, who's just a very unusual candidate in a lot of ways. I mean, he's really broken with Republican Party orthodoxy on a lot of economic issues. You know, he has different views on trade and on immigration than a lot of members in his own party. Maybe has very different views on deficit reduction, although it's on that topic, it's not even really clear what his views are, because he's said very different things at very different points in time. So it makes it really difficult for somebody to forecast, you know, what is GDP going to be in 2017? I mean, you could have Hillary Clinton not able to work with Congress. You could have Donald Trump going in a number of different directions. He might have a Democratic Senate who's not that willing to work with him. So it's really difficult to make forecasts in this kind of environment, or to say that things are going to be definitely okay.
I'm speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Zumbrun. This piece is called Why So Few Economists Are Prepared to Say Recession Risks Are Fading. I thought it was interesting, too. You had a couple of guys in the story who researched this idea that the U.S. enters recessions about twice as frequently in the year after a presidential election. How relevant is that?
Well, it's a very interesting thing to keep in mind, that even if you didn't have an election that was kind of as unusual as this one and that offered such different potential outcomes, there's still been this pattern throughout U.S. history. There's, you know, economists have estimated when recessions, they've dated back to 1850, when they ended. And, you know, it's a fact that the recessions are very disproportionately likely to happen in the year after an election.
Thanks, Josh. Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Zumbrun. Coming up next, how understanding your community can help you grow your business. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. How understanding your community can help grow your business. Tips from Marguerite Ramos, founder of Shade FLA, writing for the Huffington Post. 1, she says, get involved in neighborhood and business groups and the PTA. Find out what people need in their neighborhoods or their own lives. 2, know your community's needs. She found that while tourists loved Miami's sunshine, the heat put a damper on things. She started making structures that provide shade to playgrounds, outdoor restaurants, pool decks, and schools. 3, she says, offer such high quality that no one will be tempted to compete with you. 4, become the exclusive regional dealer. She did it with something called the Sun Square Retractable Sale, allowing her to stand out for over a decade. 5, follow trends. Communities change, and so do their needs or the way that they seek to fill those needs. And finally, 6, she says, use referrals and community connections. Every social or community gathering is an opportunity to network and share your story. Again, tips from Marguerite Ramos, founder of Shade FLA in the Huffington Post. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.